This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. Joining us tonight is Representative Janelle Brancham. She is chairman of the Committee on Campaign and Elections. We have breaking news tonight because Janelle has put out a very historic press release today on where she stands with the election in Wisconsin after, I believe, the ruling by the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. She joins us tonight to talk about this issue, as well as we may be breaking in soon for Mike Lindell speaking live at the Trump rally. And then Jefferson Davis joins us as well. Representative Janelle Brancham, welcome back to Lindell TV.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell us about, I can read your press release, but I'd much rather hear it from you. Tell us about this very historic press release today, please.
Well, the truth is that Wisconsin in the last year and a half has had so many different items that we now know were not a fair or transparent process for elections in the state of Wisconsin. So we have these drop boxes that were ruled illegal in the state of Wisconsin. We have indefinite confined. We had over 260,000 people mark themselves indefinitely confined, meaning they didn't have to show their ID. We had special voting deputies that were limited to being in the senior facility, so there was not a Republican and Democrat to help them with that process. And then finally, we had all the private money, almost $10 million from CTCL came and went basically to the five Democrat communities. So the election in 2020 was not fair. It was not transparent. And even worse, it didn't really bring justice to the election process and our voters in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, enough's enough. When do these people, when do our voters, when do my constituents get justice? In a process that we now have the Wisconsin Election Commission, as of Wednesday, taking it upon themselves, or excuse me, Thursday, saying, you know what, you can go ahead and cure ballots, meaning you'll be able, if they were not filled out properly, that they will be able to be counted in this primary coming up just days before the election itself starts, which is next Tuesday. We have a lawless Wisconsin Election Commission, and they have superseded their power, and worse, they think they're more power than the legislature.
Wow, absolutely. So you use some very strong language here. You talk about the fact that in your press release, you talk about the fact that this election, you know, as you just said, had some major problems. You say fair and honest elections are the cornerstone of our democracy. And we know that the 2020 presidential election was neither fair nor transparent.
No, it wasn't.
A handful of rogue clerks, along with the Wisconsin Election Commission, decided they would subvert our election process with private money. Are we talking about the Zuckerberg money?
Yeah, we are.
And then the drop boxes, illegal use of the indefinitely confined provisions, and elimination of special voting deputies. We will never know the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Tyranny is at Wisconsin's door. You are not given to hyperbole. For you to say tyranny is at Wisconsin's door, that is so uncommon for you to use that kind of language. You obviously are very concerned.
I am. You know, we have an election starting, people can vote starting next Tuesday, and I have a Wisconsin Election Commission that said, you know, legislature, we're not worried about what you're going to do. Instead, we're just going to go ahead and tell the clerks secretly. I mean, these memos only went out to the clerks themselves. They did bring it to my attention. Then they said, you know what? I know you had a hearing on Wednesday. Go ahead. Change those ballots. You have the ability to make those corrections. This is unbelievable. You have a completely lawless election commission, and they have decided, remember, this is the same commission that's suing me, has refused to give me information on the lists. The list of the voter list, they, even though by law I'm supposed to, I mean, I am at wit's end. I am shocked, and I can't believe that we are still in this situation where I don't know what they're going to do as far as what they're going to pull out of their hat the days before the election. And everybody in the state seems to be, well, you know, we'll get them next time. This is unbelievable.
Well, and then now you have the Wisconsin Election Commission telling the legislature to go pound sand. I mean, this is lawlessness. I mean, how is this not representative subversion, trying to overthrow the government of the state of Wisconsin? Where are the law enforcement and FBI breaking down the doors of the Wisconsin Election Commission? Because if conservatives even investigate voter fraud, some of them have had their doors knocked in by the FBI. How about actually telling the state legislature and the state government to go pound sand? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if we're going to play according to the rule of law, well, I'd like to know what these other people did. I didn't realize it was a crime to look into election fraud. These people, I think, are actually committing election fraud, and you've got a sheriff in Racine that is recommending misdemeanors and felonies. So I guess the issue is, if you look into election fraud, they bust your door down. But if you actually commit voter fraud, nothing happens. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, they sue you. The Wisconsin Election Commission, as I told you, is suing Justice Gableman, Speaker Voss, and myself for having the investigation. And I'm going to remind you, that went before no committee, that got no vote, it never had a hearing. They just woke up one day and said, you know what, we don't feel, as an administrative agency, that you, the legislature, has any powers over us. So, you know what, we're going to sue you. I mean, this is, at what point do people really believe we're going to have a fair election going into 2022?
Then you stated, we have been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there's no downside to cheating in Wisconsin elections. Well, that's exactly right. That's a very good point. How many more times do we need to endure this injustice? I will join Representative Rantham's call for decertification, as I see no other means for justice for Wisconsin voters. We have been unable to stop WEC, a tyrannical agency that has created voting guidance to clerks, while subverting the legislature and has no regard for existing laws. Our democracy is in jeopardy. So how does this look going forward?
You know, I hope to make the point that wake up. The rest of the legislators, the rest of the Senate, wake up. I feel that I've had this albatross for almost a year and a half as we unfurl every piece of the onion here, right?
Yes.
To the point where even the Wisconsin Election Commission said, yeah, drop boxes. There were no laws. There's not a single law in the state of Wisconsin on drop boxes. They actually just out of thin air said, hey, start putting them up. We actually had ballots that got wet and were destroyed in Green Bay, over 200 ballots. Those ballot boxes would have to have security, chain of custody, who's opening. There's nothing. They literally made them out of air. And then everybody said, yeah, you know, it's the most fair and transparent election ever. I mean, it has been a very frustrating process. And I know that can only be solved with your people, myself. I mean, we have to work together to make sure that, A, we don't let them steal our vote and make sure that we are still overpowering them by being at elections. Also to be there as poll workers, to be there as observers, special voting deputies. We are now committed as a group if we want to save our republic.
So is this headed for an extraordinary session? Is this headed for that?
It why not? I mean, at this point, if this is the lawlessness that we're going to get from our Wisconsin Election Commission, What are we, you're saying that I as a legislature have no power to protect my voters, that we have nothing going forward that allows them to guarantee free and transparent elections? I mean, I have to use everything that we have.
So how do you get to an extraordinary election, extraordinary session? Because you're out of session right now. So how do we get to an extraordinary session? What has to take place for that to happen?
It would take both the Senate and the Speaker to step forward and say, yes, we're going to do this. I mean, what else has to happen, though, before they're going to step forward and say, if you're not going to use the rule book to the rules of engagement of having an election, if you're not going to use them, then we're either going to have a redo of the election or we're going to get rid of the electors. I mean, there has to be some sort of a penalty for not using the rules in Wisconsin for what we have as an election.
So are you hearing anything from Speaker Voss? We have him on video saying that if a court makes a ruling related to election fraud, then he's willing to do something, right?
Well, not only that, but he also did say there was widespread fraud in the state of Wisconsin. So, I mean, what point with all of these issues do you no longer say, listen, it was not a transparent and fair election? And going into 2022, it looks like they're going to repeat the same things. I mean, I'm grateful for your members, the prayers, because our as I said, tyranny is at the door in the state of Wisconsin.
Are you saying that you fully expect them to leave all those voting boxes or a drop box ballot boxes right where they are?
They have been removed. I am not aware of any that are going forward in 2022, but I'm very concerned about, we now have, drop-in locations. There's 28 drop-in locations in the state of in Milwaukee for where you can just pop up and vote. We have a mobile RV site. I mean, they just continue to press the laws that we have in the state of Wisconsin and continue to challenge them instead of using the rule book that we have for every municipality, be it Milwaukee or Rhinelander, Menominee Falls. We now have a handful of clerks that have decided, listen, you know, we're just going to start making our own voting locations.
And this is illegal. I mean, who can prosecute okay. them? Do you have any constitutional-minded prosecutors in any of these counties that can prosecute these folks for doing this?
Well, you know, they're Democrat communities. So, I mean, we haven't had much success to this point. But this is why I'm saying, if you're not going to follow the rules, if the clerks in some of these Democrat-controlled communities are not going to follow the rules of having an election, then we as legislators must do some sort of punishment for the fact that they refuse to follow the law.
What about the Supreme Court? Is this going to have to go, are you guys going to have to sue? Is this going to head back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
You know, the Supreme Court is a slow slog. You know that. I mean, look how long we had to wait for the ruling on the drop boxes. Like I say, I understand that a lot of legal scholars say, you know, no, you don't have the ability to deal with the decertification. But we have to use every means possible to make sure that we get justice for our voters in the state of Wisconsin. Because at this point, I think a lot of them feel that they have not been given the opportunity to have their voices heard and are very concerned about going into 2022.
How about Democrats? Are you hearing from Democrats as well, voters, who are saying maybe they were crossing over, maybe they were going to vote for Donald Trump, they were Democrats voting for Donald Trump. We know independents as well. Are you starting to hear from more Democrats saying, look, this should be a bipartisan issue. We all want free and fair elections. Are Democrat voters waking up and joining this call for free and fair elections?
You know, I think that you now have a military that if you don't get a vaccine, that you'll be removed. You have doctors and nurses that if they don't get a vaccine, they'll be removed. You have LGBTQ+, that if it's not in your school, you're no longer have a lunch program. You have so many folks that now realize that open borders, you know, moving individuals here that are from other countries. This was not what anybody, a Democrat, voted for. High gas prices. There is really extreme consequences, real tyranny happening before us. And people feel it in their pocketbooks. They see it in their schools. They feel it in their workplace. This is not what people voted for, Republican or Democrat. And I think that people realize that the elections were not only not fair, but we have been led by, you know, a tyrannical government that has decided that they will tell us what's best. And if you don't do what we say, you know, we have people that are still from January 6th in jail without having a hearing.
Yes.
I mean, this is incredible in this country.
Yes, it is. Do you feel, what has been the response to you personally today with this news coming out? How has this increased your the attacks on you? And I'm sure the media is having a field day with this, right?
You know, for the most part, I've had really nice conversations and really nice calls. There's certainly a lot of, you're right, part of the press, the negative press wants to say, well, you know, how can we let this happen? The election was perfect. But it gives me another chance to say, no, it wasn't. And let me tell you why. We had the drop boxes. We had the special voting deputies being limited. We had the private money that came in and all the indefinite confined. Now I have pop-up locations. I have mobile RVs being able to drive around municipalities and pick up ballots, no chain of custody, no observers. There's all of these, it's not ADA compliant. All of these things will be now part of 2022. And it's an incredibly slippery slope that makes sure that chain of custody on ballots is not being properly handled under the guise of saying, hey, we have to get everybody out to vote, instead of saying voting is a privilege.
So how many members of the House have to agree to a special or extraordinary session? Are you hearing from them? Are they, after this press release, after your bold and courageous press release, are some of them reaching out to you? And then about the Senate, what's going on the Senate side? How many have to vote for that? And are some of them reaching out to you?
It would take leadership from both the sides, the Assembly and the Senate. And it really just requires them to decide, are they going to hold any of these new requirements that we're going to see going into 2022? Are you going to do anything other than assume it's going to be business as usual? Listen, the Republicans need to wake up and realize that the times have changed dramatically. And right under their own nose, it's not the same playbook. And what we have right now is a completely lawless Wisconsin Election Commission that is really holding the strings of democracy in their hands.
When you say tyranny is at our door, in conclusion here, what do you see happening to your state when it comes to tyranny? If this precedent is allowed to stand, what does that mean for freedom? How would play it out for the average Wisconsinite?
I think what I'm telling you is we were locked down in the state of Wisconsin for many months. We weren't able to go to work. You had to be declared a certain type of worker to be able to go to work. We had people that didn't get unemployment for months and months that called our offices and crying and not sure that they were going to be able to make their house payments. Medical freedom. We had people that were pregnant women calling me saying, I don't want to get this vaccine. My baby is due in a month. I'm not concerned. I'm concerned about the outcome, what it'll be. These are the type of things a government that says to you, a tyrant government that says, do what we say or else.
All right. Any other closing comment to the folks? Because, you know, we have a huge audience, but we also have a huge audience in Wisconsin. So any other comment or thing that you're asking the public to do? Do you want any action from the public?
This is your chance to have these conversations with your legislators. This is your conversations with your Senate and your Assembly. The time is now. Now is the time to say, listen, before this election, if you are not going to use the playbook of the state of Wisconsin for how laws, voting laws are happening, if they're to be carried out in this certain strategic manner, if you do not step up now, I can guarantee you at the end of the election period in November, there'll be disappointments and the same circle of issues that we've had in the past.
So people should be reaching out right now to the Wisconsin Legislative Hotline number. Is that correct?
They can call you. If you don't know your senator, if you don't know your assembly person, now's the time. Be polite. Be polite and have the conversation about what exactly is going to happen if Wisconsin Election Commission decides to make last-minute rule changes that affects your ability to be heard as a voter.
So even though you're not in session, they can still use this number? Are people checking the voicemails of their those elected officials still check their voicemails, right?
We are still in the office. We still work, and we have every ability to respond to you, absolutely.
So 1-800-362-9472 is the number I have for the Wisconsin Legislative Hotline, and there is where they could ask for their state senator or their state rep, as I understand. 1-800-362-9472, 1-800-362-9472. Be polite, but ask for their elected official, Representative Branchen. They should ask for their elected official in the House and the Senate, the Assembly and the Senate, to go along with and agree to a special or extraordinary session, correct?
That is right. And remember that this just allows you, as the state of Wisconsin, it would still have to go to Congress. But the point is that there will be consequences if the laws are not being followed in the state of Wisconsin.
Is Wisconsin leading the way now? I mean, in other words, are all eyes on Wisconsin? Is Wisconsin leading the way for Arizona, for Michigan, for Pennsylvania?
You know, it's going to be one of our states. And if it's Wisconsin, that's fine. I mean, at the end of the day, there has to be justice for voters. And we need to make sure that our republic is saved.
Wow. Do you have a website you want to give out?
You can certainly reach me at Rep Branchen, Brandtjen. I certainly go to my state page or vote Janelle, Janel. It's election time, and we'd appreciate any help we can get.
Are you up for re-election?
Yes, I am.
Are you being primaried?
No. But I certainly do have a Democrat opponent.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about a primary opponent, but that you obviously have a Democrat facing you in November.
I do.
Wow. Okay, you are courageous, no doubt about it. This was very encouraging. My phone was blowing up today with your press release. We talked about you on my 60 stations throughout the country and heavily, you know, based in Wisconsin with VCY America. A lot of people tonight are so happy for your leadership and your courage. We'll pray for you and your family, and I hope you can get some rest this weekend.
Not only that, but, you know, this is it, right? We want to make sure that our next generation has the same freedoms we do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
Representative Janel Branchen, folks, wow. Excellent interview, courageous person, thankful that she's there. And again, she's put out her press release. You'll find it at worldviewreport.com. I have it linked at worldviewreport.com. You can send it all over and let people know what's happening. I want to give you that number again, the Wisconsin Legislative Hotline number, be polite. The Wisconsin Legislative Action number is 1-800-362-9472, 1-800-362-9472, all right? Joining me now, well, let me just mention before we go to our next guest, we could be getting notice any minute that Mike Lindell is taking the stage to speak at the Trump rally in Arizona. If it does, we're going to move to him very, very quickly, then come back to Jefferson Davis. So if I have to do that, you'll know why I'm moving so fast so we don't miss any. So Logan, let me know in my ear if we have to flip over there to Mike, and we'll do that. Before I also go to Jefferson Davis, our next guest, about Wisconsin, because it is probably setting the stage for other states to use as an example. I want to remind you, all of this comes to you because we are a listener-supported network. You can support us by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, the new sandals and sliders. You'll find all of that. Buy one, get one free. The mattress toppers, which are great for those college dorms, as kids will be going, many of them, back to college next month. MyPillow.com, use that promo code L77 to note you're watching the Lindell Report. You want to support this broadcast, this network, Mike Lindell's work. We know that yesterday was the hearing in Wisconsin related to the legal challenge against these machines, to get rid of these machines. That was yesterday. We brought you a lot of that last night during this time slot. As Mike is at the rally for Trump tonight, I'm back in the chair by myself. But I'll tell you this. Tonight on my show, Brandon House Live, starting at 7:30 Central, after my news report from 7 to 7:30, at 7:30 Central, I will be joined at 7:30 by Wayne Allen Root. Then around 8 o'clock, I'll be joined by Pete Santelli. Pete has been digging and working, and I have built a PowerPoint presentation today to show you who the major players are that are behind this entire mess in these swing states. We'll show you one of the individuals that testified yesterday in this court proceeding in Arizona. We will play for you an audio of who he said he represents. We'll tell you who that person is, the connection to the color revolution, and how we find ourselves here. I don't know of any other organization that is connecting the dots and reporting this story. It'll be another exclusive tonight on Brandon House Live at 8 p.m. Central. Starts at 7:30. With Wayne Allen Root, and then 8 p.m. thereabouts with Pete Santelli. Now, again, if you also appreciate what we're doing, I just actually had another cup before I came on. I was getting those afternoon drowsiness, you know? So I just made myself another cup of the My Coffee. I like the mild brand. You can blend. You can go with light, mild, or dark roast. Whole bean, grind it yourself, or already ground. And again, my coffee, it's 100% organic. That means it's not sprayed with those pesticides, folks. 100% organic. When you use the, go to mystore.com, and you can only get it right now at mystore.com. Use that promo code COFFEE7. Mystore.com, COFFEE7, to order your coffee. And again, try it. You'll love it. I do. My wife does. All the guys in the control room, we all love it. Again, I just had another cup before I came on the air, and here I am, wide awake now. So again, you'll love it, love it, love it. And you're also supporting this network and the work of Mike Lindell. Please go to mystore.com, use that promo code coffee77, coffee77. All right. Joining me now is Jefferson Davis out of Wisconsin. Jefferson Davis, welcome back to Lindell TV.
Hey, good evening, Brandon. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. What did you make of my interview with Janelle Branchen just then?
Oh, spot on, Brandon. As we talked earlier today on your radio show, you were asking, were there other assemblymen or senators who were willing to sign on? And you and I had the conversation that we need representatives in Wisconsin from the Assembly and the Senate that have the courage, no matter what the cost, no matter the criticism, do they have the courage? Do they have the conviction? Is this the right thing to do?
Yes.
And then number three, are they committed? Are they all in? And Janelle Branchen has the courage, the conviction, and the commitment, and so does Tim Rantham.
So how do you see this playing out? I mean, we heard from her, but now we have to have the folks of Wisconsin really telling their elected officials in the Assembly and the Senate what they want. We've got to have some leadership from Speaker Robin Voss, who is now on video twice saying there was fraud. He's on video saying if a court speaks to the issue of fraud, he'll get involved. We now have that from the highest level at the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that these drop boxes were illegal and these ballots should not, I guess, then thus been counted. If, I mean, that makes sense if they're illegal. So where do we go from here?
Well, so here's the pathway forward. And understand, I'm not speaking for any state legislator. I'm not speaking for the Republican Party. I'm only speaking for the statewide coalition of all 72 counties that a year ago next week with Janelle Branchen and with Tim Rantham and Sheriff David Clark, we met on the steps of the Capitol and we had a rally about this very subject. That was a year ago, Brandon.
Yes.
We have worked tirelessly for a year to address this. We finally have had many miracles along the way, including the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision, and I have it here. Here's the 141 pages where Justice Bradley is begging and screaming in her majority opinion on page 14, paragraphs 23 and 24. She uses language that a justice rarely ever uses about issues like this. And she uses the word illegitimate, questionable election results, harmful, injury, illegality, unlawful, over and over and over again. Justice Bradley is screaming to the legislators, the Republicans, here in Wisconsin, literally, please, I am begging you to do something about these lawbreakers. So here's the pathway forward from our perspective. This is not from a legislator's perspective or the Republican Party. This is from a lot of smart people all around the state of Wisconsin who collectively say we need to reclaim the 10 electors in one of four pathways forward. One of them you already talked about. It's called an extraordinary session that Representative Branchen spoke to that Speaker Voss and the Senate Majority Leader could call. Just those individuals. That's one pathway forward. A second pathway forward, and you've shown this on your program before, it's called the nullification pathway. And in Wisconsin, we have a statute called 783.03 that specifically addresses the certification of electors in a presidential election, that if those results or that election or those administration are questionable, then that is a pathway forward called nullification. The third pathway forward, we met, and you've referred to this many times on your program, where Speaker Voss met with us in a private meeting on March 16th. Your people were there, Brandon, and you've referred to it, where he came out of that meeting and finally, after a year and a half, said there is widespread election fraud in Wisconsin. Now, just last Thursday, and you referred to it, and you've played the video on your program for your national viewers, now Speaker Voss is saying he agrees with Representative Rantham and now Representative Branchen and us citizens all across Wisconsin, now we can have a do-over of the 2020 presidential election if in Speaker Voss's words, there's overwhelming evidence proven in a court of law that affected the outcome, then you can have a do-over. That's major. And then the fourth pathway forward is a little known statute where if the certification by clerks in the 72 counties are certified under false pretenses or false intent, then there's a pathway possibly to go to them individually to address that. So those are the four pathways that we're looking at in Wisconsin. And when I say we, again, I am totally separating myself, our ad hoc election integrity committee, and all of the volunteers, and we are bringing together our national security and election integrity team, coupled with our Wisconsin Point people, to try and have a meeting by the end of next week to see which constitutional and settled case election law is available to us, referred to by Justice Gableman in his March 1st, 2022 election fraud report before Representative Branchin's committee. He refers to the reclaiming of the 10 electors. So we have a lot of things coming together at the very moment that we need them to. And if we can marry all of this information, Justice Gableman, Representative Rantham's resolution, possibly the extraordinary session, True the Vote data that's coming out, the law enforcement that we're working with here in Wisconsin in four different counties, this is amazing what's coming together at this very time. Because we would like to get this done, Brandon, before the November general election so that the Democrats can't cheat, lie, and steal my words, no one else's words, my words, like they did in 2020.
What do you make of the fact that Branchin is saying tyranny is at Wisconsin's door?
Representative Branchin is not given to using words like that.
Right.
Representative Branchin she's probably one of the nicest, most gracious, kind people you'd ever meet in your life. And for her to use language like that, she knows something that we don't know. And she is using that language because she's right. There is, and I'll say this above and beyond what Representative Branchin has said. There is complete lawlessness in Wisconsin from the perspective of the Wisconsin Election Commission, the Wisconsin election staff, and some of the clerks in Wisconsin. And let me quantify that for you, Brandon. The Joint Committee on Administration Review, we sent you the article and their vote, on Wednesday voted 6-4. This is the legislature, Brandon. These are the people who make the laws. And they said to the administration of the WEC staff and the commission, you can no longer brazenly, blatantly, and in a brash manner, just outright openly defy state law. And I got a call today, I was traveling today after a speaking engagement about this, from some people, from a clerk in far northwest Wisconsin, who said, Jefferson, we're getting absentee ballots back in the envelopes. They're missing names, they're missing addresses, they're missing signatures for the voter and the witness. In Wisconsin, we have to have both. This clerk told me that she received the communication from WEC, and we sent you that article from Ann Jacobs, who's a Democrat appointed commissioner on the commission, who told the legislature, the JCAR committee, go pound sand. We are going to advise all 1,852 clerks to literally compromise themselves, because we believe if this isn't for sure misdemeanor behavior, it could rise to the level of felonious behavior. Because when you forge a signature, when you tamper with someone's envelope that ballot is in, that is serious election integrity issues. And Representative Branchin brings this full circle by saying tyranny is at the back door of Wisconsin. I would take it a step further. It's at the front door, and it's already opened the door. And if we cannot get an emergency injunction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and we're working on that, we're working on that diligently this weekend, then all bets are off. And we will reach out to law enforcement for all 72 counties, Brandon, because this time, like we were caught with our pants down in 2020, the citizens, we the people, the patriots, the freedom lovers, the Republican Party members, we are not going to sit by idly and say, okay, just go ahead and steal another election. Ron Johnson, you don't have a chance. Whoever the Republican nominee is for governor, you don't have a chance, because the Democrats are going to steal again, and they played their cards, and we're so thankful for that, because they give us hope every single day that if they keep doing what they're doing, eventually we're going to hold them accountable and put them away.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you agree then that people need to be using that legislative hotline number?
Yes. Well, better than that, what we did, Brandon, and they can give me a call. Do you mind if I put my phone number out to
you? That's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Good. All right. So my phone number is 262-470-0893. We launched our statewide lobbying effort on Thursday to the thousands and thousands of people all over the state to do what you said earlier with Representative Branchon. We need to burn down the phone lines today and all weekend, because you can leave voicemail messages, and then on Monday morning before the press conference with Representative Branchon. Because Janelle Branchon is right. We need to get out of our comfort zone, contact our state representative, our state senator, Speaker Voss, and Senator Lemieux, and the email that we sent out has their contact information, email address, and phone number. And we have mobilized the troops all across Wisconsin, and we will be working on it all weekend leading up to the press conference at noon on Monday. And if people aren't on our email list, they can call me at that number or text me with their email, and we'll get them plugged in over the weekend.
Give that number again, please.
262-470-0893. And for the bots and the trolls that'll be burning up my phone, bring it on. We don't care. We'll weed you out right away.
And here is the number for the Wisconsin Legislative Hotline, 1-800-362-9472, 1-800-362-9472. Be polite. And what they should do, Jefferson, is ask their assemblyman or woman and state senator to join with Representative Janelle Branchon, Representative Tim Rantham, and vote for an extraordinary session to deal with this decertification of the 10 electoral college votes of the state of Wisconsin in the 2020 presidential election, correct?
Right, and the specific resolution that they need to refer to, Brandon, you have it in your office. It's LRB, Larry, Randy, Bob, 6371. That is the resolution that Representative Branchon has joined on to, and we're hoping over the weekend that more representatives and more senators will join the resolution. We're going to be on our knees all weekend, Brandon.
Absolutely. All right. Again, thank you for all you do, Jefferson Davis. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I look forward to our next time together.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Jefferson Davis checking in from the great state of Wisconsin, that's filled with a lot of great people. But as Janelle Branchon said, tyranny is at the door. Tyranny is at Wisconsin's door. Those are her direct comments again today in her press release. And we're going to be looking forward to what took place Monday at that press conference with Tim Rantham. Again, she said, we have been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there is no downside to cheating in Wisconsin elections. How many more times do we need to endure this election injustice? I will join Representative Rantham's call for decertification, as I see no other means of justice for Wisconsin voters. We have been unable to stop the Wisconsin Election Commission, a tyrannical agency that has created voting guidance to clerks while subverting the legislature and has no regard for existing laws. Our democracy is in jeopardy. And of course, that's Chairman Janelle Branchon, who is chairman of the Committee on Campaign and Elections in the state of Wisconsin. Big news tonight out of Wisconsin. We also have news, as I reported earlier, on Brandon House Live after the Worldview Report from 7 to 7:30. At 7:30, I'll be joined by Wayne Allen Root. Then about 8 p.m. Central, I'll be joined by Pete Centelli. We have a whole PowerPoint presentation that I built today to try to help you understand what just took place in Wisconsin with the hearing before a federal judge, before a judge yesterday. I don't know if it's federal. I think it's state judge. A state judge yesterday in Arizona, the case of Carrie Lake, who's running for governor, along with Mark Finchem, who's running for Secretary of State, Representative Finchem, to get rid of these voting machines in the next election. The judge asked a lot of questions yesterday as we brought it to you here. There was a man on the stand. We'll tell you who he is, the expert witness, so-called, for the defendants. We'll tell you who he is, who he said he works on behalf of, who that organization is run by, and the connection back to a book on how to carry out a color revolution in America, a coup d'etat in America. George Soros tied individual, according to numerous reports. We'll bring you the screenshots tonight and help you understand who is behind all of this from what we have seen and uncovered. Something you're not going to hear on even most of your so-called conservative outlets because they're not allowed to talk about many of these things. So again, tonight, very important for you to alert your family and friends to tune in to Brandon House Live after the news from 7 to 7:30, then live, Brandon House Live, 7:30 Wayne Allen Root, 8 p.m. thereabout, Pete Santelli joins us with this breaking news story, one that will be then transcribed and turned into an article by our friend Leo Holman to help you understand what's happening. All right, I want you to know that now, Logan, I don't know if you want to do a split screen for a second and show us what's going on at the rally in Arizona. There we go. Mike Lindell should be speaking any minute now, and we're really hoping that he can get on the podium and speak before the end of this broadcast within the next 19 minutes. He was supposed to be speaking at about 6 p.m. Central Time, of course. Arizona time is what they're on, but he was supposed to be speaking at our time at about 6 p.m. Central, so they're running a little behind, and we're hoping that Mike can get to the podium. Either way, we are also carrying this on a third player at frankspeech.com, correct, Logan? In fact, let me show you where that's at. I think I can show you. If you go to Frank... Yeah, there we go. We got a third player now we've added for live events. If you look, there it is. So you got the first player, which is us right now. You click that. There we go. We have our second player going, and now we have a third player we've added in, which is for special live events. So if we don't get Mike in here between now and 7, then we will have it there on the third player, and of course we'll capture it, put it up as a standalone on frankspeech.com. But that's what we're hoping for right now. So we'll keep watching that. Let me know what's going on. I want to mention once again, folks, you can keep that third screen up there if you want, Logan, our second screen. I want to mention again, we are a listener-supported network. It's your support that makes all of this possible. Again, My Coffee came out this week. We're excited to have it. It's excellent. We got a box full of it. This is all we've been drinking all week. We love it. It's 100% organic, which means it has not been sprayed. This is very important, I believe. A very, very important benefit. Not only the taste, the quality, what you're supporting, what you're getting, but the fact that it's not sprayed, that it's organic. This is very important. We also know that it is not only, it's non-GMO, low acidity, rich, smooth, and easy to drink. You will love it. I've been drinking it all week, all right? If you like to get it, you can only get it right now at mystore.com. Mystore.com. Use that code COFFEE77 for a savings of up to about 25%. COFFEE77 for a savings up to about 25%. And we'll know that you're watching the Lindell Report and you appreciate Lindell TV and you want to help fund Lindell TV. Soon, I believe they will have a subscription program going so you can put in however many bags you want and then every month it shows up. That way you don't have to worry about it. But right now you just got to order it until that subscription option is there. Let me also let you know that we also have something else. If you go to mystore.com, let me go over there real quick, mystore.com, and you see the My Coffee. You click on that. There it is. Use the promo code COFFEE77 to save. Okay. What else do you have? Well, you can go on up to health. See where it says health right there? Click on health. And that will bring you to this page. And look what's right there, Extractivity. This is an energy supplement drink I developed several years ago. And I take it every day. And you don't have to take my word for it. Again, healthy heart, strong immunity, skin, hair, nails, cognitive health, cellular health. Look, it's loaded up with red wine extract, bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, what I would encourage you to do is get on your search engines and type in benefits of red wine extract, benefits of bilberry extract, benefit of grapeseed extract, benefit of pine bark extract, okay? Loaded with antioxidants. When we have the CDC telling us that 80% of Americans' urine has Roundup in it, that numerous courts and reports talk about the cancer associated with glyphosate or Roundup, and if 80% of Americans have this in their urine from the food, that's very, very concerning. And that's one reason why I like taking a health drink or supplement that is loaded with antioxidants and includes these extracts: red wine extract, bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, and pine bark extract. This is a 30-day supplement right here, a 30-day bottle. If you want to order that, use the promo code B66, promo code B66, to save from $42.99 down to $29.99. It's in a powder form. You mix it with water. And this, again, is something I developed several years ago through an FDA-approved facility, Extractgevity. To get there, again, you simply go to mystore.com, click at the top of the page where it says health, scroll down, there it is. All of this helps keep this network going. These are products that we believe in, something I myself have taken for years, and I urge you to do your own research. Again, you don't have to take my word for it. Do your own research on what medical groups and reports and scientists say about those extracts. Now I have to throw in that disclaimer. This product has not been approved by the FDA, is not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent disease. Okay? So that's the disclaimer. But check it out if you're interested. Mystore.com, click on the link health, look for Extractgevity. All right, we've got about 13 minutes of this program left. And again, we're hoping that we can get in Mike's speech at the Trump rally in Arizona. So, Logan, why don't we go ahead and dip in to that, and let's hope that Mike comes out in the next few minutes. Let's go ahead and dip into that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage founder and CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell.
I'm still standing, better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I never could have hoped to win.
We're all still standing, right? That's the media. The media used to love me, and then they turned on me. But we're still standing with all the attacks and all the cancel culture, all the attacks, and what for? Because they didn't want the truth to be told. And well, I got news. It's getting told, and every day they keep in this in the election. The great things are going on right now. In the state of Arizona here yesterday, for the first time, a judge actually looked at the evidence to get rid of the machines. And I said to the people there, I said, well, what if he rules, what if they rule against it? You know, they keep the machines. Well, now it's actually known, it's in a court. They know, and this happened in Louisiana too, where they looked at they looked into everything, and that these machines are defective, and that you can, and it can be hacked. Well, anyway, now they know. It's like getting cars that you're told that don't have brakes, and are you kidding me? You think we're going to use them anyway? We're not. And but where we're at, I told some candidates I've had in the last 2 months. We've had candidate after candidate have the primary stolen from them. I want to tell you about Georgia. Even in Georgia, these were three Democrats that were running. And her and her husband, this nice lady, got zero votes in her own precinct. Zero. Now, she looked at her husband and said, there's something wrong, right? Well, even old crooked Brad Rassenberger had to go look at that one, because that was a little big even for anybody to say that it couldn't happen unless there were machines. So we get this. They open up the machines, and they did an audit in 2 days. What? You mean you can do that? They looked in the machines, and they found over 3,000 votes for this lady, which made her go from third place to first place. Now, and this is stuff we're seeing all over the country in these primaries. But I said to this nice lady in, we were in St. Louis, or no, we were in Illinois for a rally. I met her there. It's Peggy. She was running for, I think, Congress. She had put on 100,000 miles all over Illinois. She was she worked for the IRS for 17 years. She was worked for the police department. She had 5 kids. She campaigned from the projects all the way through Illinois. Well, they stole that election from her. What happened? They watched the algorithms go through, and get this. This is 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, in the two counties in Illinois, they stopped the machines, and 36,000 votes went to her opponent, and she lost. Now, I'm telling you, this is a good thing. Like I told Peggy, God's got his hand in all of this. And if they wouldn't, I'll tell you what, if they would have just and not kept doing this, and we would have never, you know, everyone would have said, oh, maybe 2020, they'll never do it again. Well, that's wrong. All the things that are going on right now, we're going to use. We are. It's in more and more information, and I'm telling you, we are at an apex in history. If we don't get rid of the machines, we lose the American dream forever, and that's a fact. And someone said to me, they go, "Are we going to have the machines gone by this by 2022?" I don't know, but I know we're trying. And we're trying hard. And one of the things, look what we've all learned along the way. The corrupt Republican rhinos, We've learned about all the platforms that are corrupt, from Zuckerberg's Facebook to Twitter, all of the media that turn their backs on us, like Fox News, that won't talk anymore, won't tell us about the election. But what it's led to is these amazing place we're in right now. We are at a time in history, you're going to look back and every little piece, even if it was a loss, even if something was stolen, an election was stolen in a primary, because you know what? When that happens, like that nice lady in Illinois, she's probably got 500,000 friends and going, hey, they keep doing this. And it's educating everybody. And right now, this is why it's so important to have these rallies, to get the messages out, because the media wants to suppress our messages. They want to suppress the truth. They want the fake news back there. They're horrible. And it doesn't get any worse. Terrible. But we have, you guys, there is an event in August, August 20th and 21st. If you want to do something, you tell every one of your friends. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit. It's going to be televised worldwide on my platform, Frank Speech, and this will change this country forever. And you can all, and you should all get on the president's platform, Truth Social. We have to communicate. We have to let people know about this event, because I'll tell you, when they're done watching this event, no longer will people be able to say, oh, I didn't know anything. They can't play the plausible deniability card anymore. That ship sailed. We had a great thing come out of Wisconsin. The ruling there, and we've had so many things going that the rest of the country doesn't know, but we have to let them know. That Moment of Truth Summit will change everything. And remember, there's a parallel track. You all have to vote. You all have to vote, because the machines we can't get rid of, we have to overrun the algorithms. And all the great candidates you're going to see here today, you need to get out and vote from Carrie Lake on down. And Mark Finjam, Wendy Rogers, all of them. Some of the most amazing candidates this country has ever seen. But thank you all. God bless you. And never give up. Courage is contagious. You got to stay courageous, because we are going to win and get our country back. God bless you all. Thank you.
All right, we made it, folks. Mike Lindell speaking for the Trump rally in Arizona, and we made it with just a couple minutes to spare. Excellent speech. You got the chance to promote Frank's speech, which means he's promoting Lindell TV, the big event coming up in August, August 20 and 21, the Moment of Truth. Excellent. We got it all in. Man, I wasn't sure that was going to happen. We can all now stay on schedule for tonight. So what's going to happen now is we're going to go to the Worldview Report, my nightly news broadcast. I'll come back at 7:30 with Brandon House Live. We'll have Wayne Allen Root with us, and then we'll have with us Pete Centelli. And again, I spent a few hours today working with Pete. I've built a PowerPoint presentation to help you understand who are some of the players related to this voter fraud and what's happening. You don't want to miss tonight's show. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you also for supporting what we're doing and keeping it all going, folks. Remember, when Mike Lindell and I launched Lindell TV, April 19th of 2021, it was just me. That was it. And I was here a lot, wasn't I? And then we finally got Mike to add a show. And then we added Diamond and Silk. And then we added Tamara Scott and Alex Newman. And look at where we're at today. And now we're on to Lindell TV 2. And we even have a special live event player now, 3. So we have built a lot, but boy, I tell you what, we're always having to order more equipment, send it out. It's very expensive to do television. Support us. Go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.